Blaze. The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Squeezing a call. Joe, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, Jew.
Hey, wait, what?
Sports.
Oh, yeah.
Weekdays from 4 to 7. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Rockets are a significant favorite now in Vegas to get LeBron.
The reason why I think it'll work is because Chris Paul and LeBron are alpha males who are at the end of their careers who need titles to validate their legacies. James Harden is not an alpha male, so you do what you can to get LeBron here to Houston. Chris Paul's allegedly already recruiting him, but the albatross of Ryan Anderson's contract is going to be squarely on Daryl Morey's shoulders. If he can get rid of that contract, I think they can make it happen.
Julian Edelman apparently facing a 4-game suspension for PEDs.
There's something about what these guys are doing to recover that's getting them popped for PEDs coming back from these injuries.
If you're going to recover from something, it should be approved on this long list of what you can and can't have. I don't understand why it's so hard. You know the season's coming up. You have the whole offseason to do whatever it is that you need to do. I don't get it. I'm a little confused.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975, at XOHolly, at the underscore Jermaine. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. The hell are you doing over there?
Dude, I'm happy because my wife bought some new furniture for the new house, and part of the whole deal was that I get another 50-inch TV, and I finally got the email that the TV is ready to be picked up. I'm excited.
I can tell. Yeah. I'm glad something excited you today.
Well, there's a lot of things that excited me today. Started off with my wife this morning with a smoking hot self.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. You know what? This is, would have been a good time to go into my Eros medical read, but that'll be later in the hour. Want to tell you, if you missed any of the first 2 hours with Jermaine and Holly filling in for AJ today, all available at podcastarena.com. You can go check it out. And you can also, I also want to welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. So now we're all over the place. 281 says, I'm 33, never heard of True Romance.
Okay. Same.
Now, I've heard of the movie, but I was like 12 or 13 when it came out, and it still has this, like, this following. You know, I can't remember if I watched it or not, to be honest with you.
Well, if you haven't seen it, or you'd remember it. Of course, a lot of people talking about our gym of the day. There's a lot of fish jokes, of course. Robert and Tomball says, what's the etiquette on how long she has to let her new boyfriend know?
Who? Oh, no. If you read the story, it's not a new boyfriend. The guy has been with her for a while.
That's just creepy. I don't know.
Steven says, I'm going ahead and watching, going home and watching True Romance. There you go. Don mentioned things to do in Denver, True Romance, Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag, and Suicide Kings. Suicide Kings is another one that's on my all time list of underrated movies. I know you didn't see that one either. Christopher Walken again. Mob Boss, of course.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs is, I mean, most Tarantino movies everybody knows, but that's a great one. And I'm one of those people that probably likes Reservoir Dogs more than I like Pulp Fiction.
I was one of the people that, like, I like, did everybody like The Usual Suspects more than The Reservoir Dogs?
No, I didn't.
I like Usual Suspects
more. I liked it, but not more than Reservoir Dogs. Reservoir Dogs for me was, I mean, when Michael Madsen starts cutting off the dude's ear, that is like my favorite. And dancing to the, that's my favorite scene. One of my favorite scenes in all movies.
Yeah. So. Is there a movie that you guys have that you could watch over and over? Like, I'm not saying back to back to back, but I'm like, you can always go to and watch that movie and always get enjoyment out of it.
I got a lot of those, man. There's a lot of movies that anytime they're on, I watch them. Like, and that's two of them is Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead, True Romance. And I have some goofy ones like Starship Troopers. I will watch that every time it's on, where they kill the bugs. I love that. At least more bugs for us to kill. That's one of those movies that
I just think you like the splat or whatever that goop crap was or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I really like that blonde woman in there that he wound up hooking up with right before she wound up with green stuff on her face. Yeah.
I think the two Godfather movies, the first and the second, because I don't even like to acknowledge the third.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. If you close your eyes, it's gone.
Yeah. The Friday series, really good stuff. And there's a couple other ones I can't think of right now. But, I mean, just those type of movies that – those are like go-to movies. The Bond series, all of those Bond movies. I love a good James Bond movie.
I'm pretty good on those. I like any of the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy movies. Anytime those are on, I'm watching those. And I'm just – it's not movies, but I'm addicted to anytime – like I re-record every time Rick and Morty's on, even though it's only three seasons, and I will watch them 50 times. I'm going to win Rick and Morty trivia, I promise you. Somebody brings up a good one, A Bronx Tale. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Boondock Saints is another one. I watch that one a lot. But yeah, I don't have one, but I've probably got about 20. And it drives a wife nuts. She'll come home and I'll be watching. How many times have you seen that movie? It's like, probably 200.
It doesn't matter, man, because...
It's like, well, wow, what's changed about it? Nothing. I'm just going to watch it for the 201st time because I like to see bugs get blown up by human beings. And I like to see human beings stabbed by bugs.
Coming to America is another one. That was another one that I could think of. I could almost quote that whole movie. My son works!
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that one. Really, there was that stretch of Eddie Murphy movies... That I would say Trading Places.
Oh, definitely Trading Places.
Somebody mentions from True Romance the Hopper walking scene. That alone is worth watching the movie for.
See, every time I come on this show, I always go home with stuff to watch, and the list gets longer and longer and longer and longer.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there. And then somebody mentions Rounders. That's one of my all-time go-tos because that is the most realistic poker movie I've ever seen.
I swear, between you and Craig Shelton, y'all going to keep giving me crap to watch, and I'm not going to have a life.
Well, you don't need a life. Okay, this is the thing. If you're going to do radio, you're not supposed to have a life.
I know. That's what I'm waiting for. Hint, Mr. Gow.
He's out there. You should go talk to him.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to him.
Landon says, Saving Private Ryan and Twister are movies I always watch. There's something about Mary as well. Something about Mary... I like a lot. Twister, for some reason, too. I'm a sucker for tornadoes. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. Like I was watching the Storm Chasers the other day for some reason. The real life ones.
Oh, I love watching that.
Yeah, I don't know why stuff like that. And I've really gotten into lately a lot of documentaries and things like that I've been watching, which I'm kind of hit and miss on those. It's like I'll go through... phases where I'll watch 10 of them and then I won't watch one for 2 years.
I've gotten into the Roosevelts. I want to say it came out in 2014 on maybe PBS or something like that. It was a 7-part miniseries, each of them about 2 hours long. I think I'm on the third or fourth episode right now. Really good, insightful stuff.
713-780 ESPN. Clayton wants to know, how many viewers do we typically have when AJ and me are doing the show? Well, I'll just say that we have, it varies, but we have more viewers right now on the live stream, and it's all because of Holly. We know that.
So, trust me, Fred and I know our place in this triumphant.
Yeah, and nobody, like people will try to, when it's me and AJ, they know what they're getting, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to watch this. I know these guys are hideous, but hey, what the hell? We're going to watch. So today's a little different. Like when Beth's on, we always have more viewers. And when she comes on, yesterday we had more viewers because Carla was here. Today we got even more because Holly's here.
Well, I'm just happy to know that my tan and my eyelashes aren't going to waste. So thank you.
And your tattoos are getting a lot of run, too.
Oh, thank you, guys.
That's why they told her to take her shirt off.
My tattoos are on my Instagram, not on my Twitter. Try to keep it a little nicer.
You try to be classy on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
I've read your Twitter. It's not very classy.
You don't want to see the rest of my social media then.
Lamont says a movie that goes under the radar that I love, which is a kickoff for Sopranos, was Gotti. That's another thing. I will watch mafia documentaries all day long.
Oh, mob movies, mob documentaries are my favorite.
I'm all about that life. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
I got my own relationship with God, Lord.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I'll forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things from the text line and Twitter. 409 asks, which is better, Rounders or Molly's Game? Rounders, much, much better. Molly's Game, the movie. I read the book and the movie, and I think the movie was almost a sequel to the book. It was very strange, and I thought it was good, but most of it was about her. There was a lot missing from the book, which later we found out in the movie is because she was doing drugs, and she didn't want to put that in the book. I was not impressed with it. I'll just leave it at that. I thought some of the poker scenes were okay, but for the most part, it's worth watching, but it ain't Rounders. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And then Lamont asked if there's a movie, a good movie that you've only watched once and refused to watch it again. He says it's Passion of the Christ for him. I have several like that. Like 12 Years a Slave, I thought was great. I never need to see it again. Schindler's List, never need to see it again.
Titanic, never, ever need to see that again.
I'm kind of that way with Avatar. I don't know that it was a great movie, but I don't ever want to see the... All that is Dances with Wolves with blue people. That's all
pretty much.
But and then I would say Spotlight's probably in that for me, because great movie, one of the best movies I've ever seen. But and especially somebody who worked in a newspaper and kind of made a very similar mistake on something not as serious. It just, that movie, just, I can't watch it. But that's the thing. My daughter's seen almost all these movies, and this is my fault, because when she was really little, she was very sick the first couple of years of her life. And so I'd get home late and have to give her these breathing treatments, and then I'd watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I thought she was asleep. And then one time I'm watching The Matrix 2, and I hear this scream, and it's when the ghost figures were on TV. She's maybe a year and a half old.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, ah, Daddy, what is that? Oh, it's just The Matrix. It's nothing to worry about.
But you know, like,
yeah, so I felt like pretty much a turd there.
That happens though, because my son, he was born and had all kinds of health issues and stuff. By the time he was like 2, he could like set up his own nebulizer and take his own breathing treatment. And that's how he got started with the video game thing, because I would have him sitting there taking his breathing treatment. We'd play PlayStation together.
Yeah.
That's just how it got started. Now he's 15 and he loves his PlayStation.
Yeah, that's, we used to do that too. We used to play PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And you know, she was, she would fall asleep, and then right when I'd start watching some movie that she shouldn't watch like that, she'd wake up. Because she could never stay asleep for long when she was that little, because it was hard for her to breathe, and you know how it goes. But
yep. Been there, done that.
Yeah, 713 says, Holly is so, with about 500 O's, hot.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
That hot. I mean, I think not worth that many O's, maybe 5. <I'm at> 37.
Let me get my 37.
So now we're going, instead of the 1 to 10 scale, how many O's and so?
Yeah.
Okay, let's switch it up then. Switch it
all
up.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, of course, now we have a whole new conversation going on about the fish. So, and, yeah, you can thank the gym of the day for that. I'm kind of staying out of that. I had some other gyms of the day that I'll save those because I may need it tomorrow. But this is something that, I know some of you out there, you may need therapy. You may be dealing with some things. I've got a new thing for you.
Oh, boy.
And I really think this is going to work for you. Because sometimes just a good cuddle can make you feel better. Ugh. What? I didn't say with what.
Cuddling.
Apparently, the next big wellness trend, cow cuddling.
Oh, definitely
see?
Not. Nope.
Hell no. Hell no. No.
We got to go.
Only cow I want to cuddle with is cooked medium rare and on my plate.
Oh, God. Good choice. Mountain Horse Farm in upstate New York is offering a horse and cow experience, which promises to give farm animal enthusiasts the chance to bring relaxation, healing, and awareness about their body language via cow cuddling.
See, this sounds like a lead-in. It's like a gateway drug to bestiality. This is what this
could
sounds
be.
Like.
Yeah, no, that's. I can see that. Yeah, but
it's very moving.
Oh, stop! Stop! We did a whole segment one time where Jong and I and AJ just went and did cow puns.
Oh gosh,
it was awful. It's funny because I saw John Oliver a couple weeks ago, which his show is finally getting back to the things that I like, where he's doing kind of an investigative piece as opposed to just bashing Trump all the time. But he had a thing on rehab and how these people would go to rehab and they're basically getting ripped off and it's not working. And one of the things that they did was the guy had to go pet a horse and he was going on like, what? I don't even like horses. Why do I have to go do this? And then it was sad because the guy wound up killing himself later.
Oh,
but I don't know how I got on that, but apparently that's a thing now. Go pet a cow. The farm claims that cows are genuinely great cuddle buddies thanks to their sensitive nature. In order to survive in the wild, they had to become masters at reading body language, the farm claims. No, you know why they're calm? Because they know they're going to get eaten. I mean, that's what it is, right?
You think that they know that they're food? I think cows are too dumb.
They are pretty dumb. It says when you enter their space, they will read you subtly but with intent. Just like they would read any other herd member. They will pick up on what's going inside and sense if you are happy, sad, feel lost, anxious or excited, and they will respond to that without judgment, ego, or agenda.
I call BS.
I want to go hug a cow now.
No, there's plenty of cows where we're from, Fred, and I don't want to hug any of them.
I don't want to be judged. I just want to go hug something and not be judged. It says cuddling up with a cow, feeling that lower heart rate and higher body temperature is very relaxing.
Who makes these studies?
I'll tell you this. If you want a 90-minute session with the cow, $300 for two people.
Or you could just drive down to Lamarck or Texas City, jump somebody's fence in their backyard.
That's illegal, and you're breaking the law.
This makes me want to get a cow and just start a business. I mean, that's a good business venture. If I can charge you $300 to hug a cow,
there goes your new TV. You're getting a cow instead.
Well, the TV was actually free, so I wonder if I could trade the TV for a cow.
Now you just did a fist pump over the TV, and now you're gonna say, "Oh, I'm gonna trade it for a cow."
If I can make $300 in 90 minutes for letting somebody hug a cow, it's literally a cash cow now.
You went through it, didn't you?
Thanks, John. I was waiting for it.
Brett's racing home to see the studio cam. Yeah, that's okay. That Holly definitely has 136 people, which is for the 6 o'clock hour. I have 136 people on there. It's all to see Holly. Okay.
Well, don't forget to check out my video, my hot take. Then you 136 people, and it'll be Monday or Tuesday. So just be on Sports Map looking out for that. Okay.
And you'll be talking football.
Yes, of course.
All right, I'm gonna squeeze in a call here. Let's try George. Hey, George. And he hung up. Weird. All right. I'm doing this against my better judgment. John, get your finger on the trigger for Kansas City Joe. Yeah. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. I wanted to call and You know, Fred, you're right on the Michael Madsen scene from Reservoir Dogs. It's a pretty good one. But wanted to call and, you know, disagree with Holly on her AFC South takes. I mean, she loves the Jaguars, but, I mean, if you really look at their schedule, like, think about it. Last year they beat the Texans twice with no Deshaun Watson. They beat, you know, Indy without Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck will be back. I mean, if he wasn't going to be back, they wouldn't have traded back to six. They would have taken a quarterback at three. So, I mean, and they played a fourth-place schedule last year, whereas now, this year, they're going to play a first-place schedule. So I think, you know, Jaguars under 9 wins is a pretty safe bet in Vegas right now, and you're getting plus money to do it. So, I mean, you know, I understand they were good last year, but Holly doesn't know what she's talking about.
Well, we will see, won't we?
Well, and now the difference in a fourth-place schedule and a first-place schedule is 2 games against better teams. But I still think they're really good, but it's something I kind of brought up earlier. I do think there were some kind of like the Raiders the year before. There were some swing games that went their way that may not go their way this year. I don't think they're going to fall below 9, but I could see them winning 9 games. I think that's right on the number.
When you have a defense like that, it's easy to win 9 or 10 games.
And I just have a random question. I mean, Kansas City, are you a Chiefs fan? Or, like, I don't know, maybe you could tweet at us. Is that why you're...
He's a Chiefs fan. Yeah.
Chiefs fan? Oh, okay. That's why you're so interested in the AFC South and what we all have to say up here. Got it now. Because there's nothing going on in that division.
No,
so
I just don't think he likes you. I think that's what it is.
That's great.
But I'm cool with Kansas City Joe because he bought me a beer at Carbach.
Sweet.
A BBH, which I mean, that's the way to my heart. You buy me a BBH and...
Well, maybe he'll buy me a beer when the Jags win.
Okay. That seems fair. It seems like a beer bet seems fair with you guys.
I'll do that.
It's true that cows are calm. My ex was the exact same way.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wow.
I've been drunk enough to cuddle a few cows in my life. Yeah. Everybody wants your Instagram.
My Instagram?
And Nate, there's tons of cows to cuddle with any weekend night in Midtown.
My Instagram.
It's my buddy Nate from Coaches. He wasn't there last night when I stopped by. I haven't seen him in a while. I made an appearance at Coach's last night, and he wasn't there. Shame on you, Nate.
My Instagram, though, is Holly's World XO.
Okay. So
that.
Now you've got a bunch more perverts, right?
I love it. Come say hi.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He'll be back on Monday. Jermaine and Holly filling in. And you guys already know because you're all on live stream looking at Holly. Hey, today it's the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Massage Heights. Massage Heights provides affordable massages and facials that fit your life. With regular massages, you can relax and revitalize yourself. Visit massageheights.com/Houston to find your retreat and elevate the everyday. Yes, we're the show doing the giveaway. We should be every day because, you know, we're the Blitz and we're number one show. But we're looking for a Paul or Michael to call the show. Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win the $50 gift card to Massage Heights, Paul or Michael.
Oh, my friend Kansas City's back.
Right, he doesn't get to go on again. You get one call. You ought to know that, Joe. Come on, man. You just got off of probation.
Just if you want to talk to Holly, just slide into her DM.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Keep.
You guys
just keep tweeting me.
You guys
it.
Get a room. It's all fine.
Maybe we'll end up besties. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. That's
opposites attract.
Yeah, that's how we start off. We didn't like each other, and then he bought me a beer. Now we're friends. Let's squeeze in a call here.
Willie. What's up, Willie?
Hey, y'all missed out on Smokey and the Bandit. That's a good movie.
It's a trilogy, actually.
Yeah.
The Smokey and the Bandit trilogy.
Good movies. Really good movies.
That's one of the ones growing up that I absolutely loved. Lamont says, funny you guys are talking about cows. I was watching a documentary about Hawaiian locals hunting cows. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. How do you hunt a cow?
That's the same question I asked him. How the hell do you hunt something that can't run from you?
It's like, okay, I've got my bow and arrow. That's it, right? It's
done.
Over.
You tip them.
Yeah, I was just about to say, whatever happened to the just push them over while they're asleep thing?
I've always wanted to do that ever since I moved to Texas. I've been here almost 20 years, and I still have not tipped a cow.
You can come to my neighbors.
Sweet.
I just won't tell them.
Cow tipping is pretty darn redneck. It is.
Maynard
to do it. Maynard's done it. Hell, Maynard's done a lot of things to those cows he's not going to talk about.
Maynard.
Cow, sheep.
I told you about messing with them damn things.
It gets lonely out there.
They got new STDs them animals got now. Government's doing it to us.
Is that what happened? Is it those contrail things they're doing out the airplanes, putting those in there?
Yep. That's why you got that last rash.
Oh, my.
I thought that was from Fat Brenda down at the bar.
No, that's a different kind of rash.
Okay. Trevor says, cows kill more people a year than sharks. Let's cuddle sharks, too.
Ooh,
yeah. I get to see that. I'm going to go jump on a shark. And then Chase wants to know, can I just cuddle with my wife? I'm sure you can. And you know what? Good for you. You don't need a cow.
Man. I'm not touching that one. I'm staying far, far away.
Brett says, damn it. First my Jewish name and now my middle name. Are you guys anti-Brett? No. Listen, I don't pick the names. All I know is they've been awful biblical when they've been on our show. We had, what was the one last week? It was like Benjamin and Noah. And I'm like, okay, Old Testament. This week we had New Testament, Paul and Michael.
There was a Santiago the other day. That was the first like somewhat unconventional name that I've heard so far.
There was a Freddie one day, but I didn't hear it because it was on one of the other earlier shows and I didn't know. It's not fair. Because I could be the first caller here because I have the 7-second delay if it's on my show. I'm like, all right. Oh, by the way, I'm about to read this. And then I would call and say, yeah, it's Freddie.
See, what you do is you read it and have the number already pulled up and then just hit send.
Well, I don't even need to do that. I can call before I read it because I have that kind of power.
That is true. That is true. But hey, they did not say in that reader, they didn't say anything about Gal Media employee.
Nah, we can't win.
I know.
Even part-time fill-ins can't win. Come on.
I know. That's why I never call in on the contest line.
Did you see this picture on this story I sent out, the world's hottest grandmother?
Wait.
I mean, this woman is 36 years, 30, well, she's 47, Gina Stewart.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a grandmother.
Wow.
Those aren't real, by the way, but that's okay. I'm not complaining. But now she's getting a challenge from a 36-year-old kickboxing enthusiast who just became a grandma herself.
Nice. I need her surgeon.
Nice tattoo. Nice. I'm going to still go with player A.
You going with player A?
Gina, the 47-year-old, still hotter than the 36-year-old grandma. How young was she when she had a kid? She had to be like 18, right?
Man.
And then now her daughter's doing the same thing. That is a really nice tattoo. I'll give her credit for that. But like she's got a back tattoo of a dragon, like a whole dragon. That's pretty badass. But now I'm going to go with Gina Stewart. You guys can look her up online.
I say the second one.
Really?
I just like tattoos, so I'll go with the second one.
What, you like tattoos? Shocker. Shocker. But no, I'm in general, I like tattoos, but I prefer fake breasts, I'm pretty sure. So I'm going to go with Gina Stewart. Congratulations. 713-780-ESPN, your number is 713-780-3776. And I'm getting a lot of more cowbell now on the text.
I actually had somebody text me and ask if we have confirmation that anybody's ever really tipped a cow over. Does it really work? Because we hear about it all the time. Does anybody personally know?
I have no idea. I'm from Louisiana.
I don't know anybody that's personally done it.
They tip catfish, so.
Yeah, we tip gators and stuff.
So,
hey, you get your Jeff, hand bitten off
no
by
confirmation.
A gator. No, I've never actually participated in a
Maybe after I go to float on Saturday, maybe Saturday night, I'll go try it and I'll let you guys know.
You got to tweet and Instagram pictures of this, though. We have to have the evidence. Pics or yeah, it didn't happen.
I want a video, actually.
Yeah, yeah, that would be even better.
You know what would happen? This just because I know a little bit about Holly. She would go out there to tip the cow and not see a pissed off bull come running after her. And that would be the video we would get, is her running for her life from a freaking bull.
I'd be like, yes. Oh, look at this. This is a really big cow. He's really pretty. Yeah, yeah. That would not work.
Why is he snorting? Why is he coming after me?
He looks aggressive.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what would probably happen.
And then you'd hear Maynard and Clarence narrating it from the porch. Maynard, you see that crazy girl over there? Why the hell she try? Oh, Jesus. Should we go help her?
Yep. Looks like Big Joe's going after. Hey, that's a nice tattoo. She's got, oh, her clothes are falling off. Oh.
Oh boy. Man.
Yep. What's with that misspelled Eagles tattoo on her?
Oh God.
I don't know. Maybe she's some
Can we not bring up old stuff? I thought when I brought it up at the beginning of the show it would cover me and I would be done for the day.
Nope. Misspelled. That's you violated rule number one.
No regrets.
Tony says cow tipping isn't a thing. They lay down when they sleep.
Oh, interesting.
I grew up around cows, but I don't remember anything about them because my grandfather used to have a bunch of them out at his farm, and we went out there every day when he got off work, and he had horses and cows. All I really remember about the farm is that I made a motorcycle track for me to take my dirt bike on, and I was scared to death of snakes because there were a bunch of them out there. All I remember.
The myths you hear about stuff like that when you don't live in Texas, it's crazy. I thought it was like this thing. And
Justin's going to tell us about it. Let's get Justin on real quick. And then, what's up, Justin? Hello, Justin.
Hello. How y'all doing today?
Sportsy, man. What's up?
Same thing, bro. Long day at work. Long time listener. Finally get to talk to y'all. Tipping is a real thing in Alabama.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we've done it a lot back in high school, man. It was a blast. Just walk up and push them and run like hell.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Okay, so.
We got to go to Bama.
That's right. I'm willing to go. What the hell?
I love to go cow tipping. It's funner than hell.
Oh, my.
There's no transition I can do from cow tipping to this next read. I was going to do a snake thing.
You can do a meat thing.
Yeah, sort of. If you want better meat than you get from your cow. Does that work? No? All right, guys, I got to tell you about my good friends at Aeros Medical Group. And listen, they specialize in men's health, and they're really good. And what I like about these guys, and I know you hear a lot of people talking about, hey, you know, we can help you with ED, we can help you with all this stuff. Well, the thing I like about these guys is how personal it is. And you know, Shane's been through it, and he can walk you through it. Dr. Ike's terrific. I mean, when you get to know these guys, you realize that they just want to help you if you're having any kind of problems. And when I went over there, I thought I was doing okay, but I got to tell you, man, it's made a huge, huge difference. And you know, I'm 53 years old, and now I'm kind of feel like a 25-year-old again. And it's regenerative medicine. It's a really cool system that they have, and the consultation's free, man. All you got to do is give them a call and talk to them and ask them about it. And they've got ask them about this month's treatment plan. They've got the Hardwood Classic package. They've got they're building a man cave there. It's going to be really cool. And it's just it's a terrific program that's going to help you perform better. It's that simple. And it's going to you're talking about thicker, longer, everything. And when you get older, you get a little shrinkage. Guess what? They fix that for you. Give them a call today, 713-263-EROS. That's 713-263-EROS to set up your free consultation. I promise you, these guys are going to take care of you. And even if you're, you know, if you're not able to perform at all, even if you think you're not performing the way you used to, just give them a call. Go talk to them and see what they have to offer. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
Hello! to call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, Jesus, the last segment. I didn't even realize that. Golden Knights and Caps tonight at 7. I'm going to go ahead and make a small play on the Knights. I think they win this and then lose game 6. So... although I'm not going to be shocked if Washington wins, it's kind of hard for me to root against Ovechkin, even though I want the Knights to win. So I said your caller's either a beast or a liar, and going on about cow tipping. So I don't know. I'm just going to go with I've never seen it done. So all right, this is usually we do Hoffman on Hollywood here, but since there's no Hoffman, we tend to. We do Falcon on famous people. So here we go. One of the controversial things about Suicide Squad was Jared Leto's Joker. And I was saying last week I would love to get a Joker standalone movie. I don't know if I want Jared Leto. But guess what? He's going to star and executive produce a standalone Joker film. Details are currently unknown, but the studio's idea is to expand on the world created by Suicide Squad and tie into future installments of that property. Warner Brothers already announced Margot Robbie's version of Harley Quinn would be getting her own movie. Do we really need a Harley Quinn movie and a Joker movie?
Nope. I think they can be one and the same.
Yeah, I just don't know about Jared Leto as... John, your thoughts?
Well... It's okay. It's an okay thought, but they're going to do... Martin Scorsese and Todd Phillips are going to do a separate Joker movie that rumors has it is going to be starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Now that I would be interested
so
in.
So you're doing two Joker movies with two different actors and two different backstories.
See, it's like...
I'm against
it,
that.
Isn't it like the Hulk and the Spider-Man stuff?
No. Because Warner Brothers owns the entire thing.
Oh...
All right.
And the whole Harley Quinn thing.
Yeah.
That DC is turning Harley Quinn, although she has become a bigger a part of DC over the past 15, 20 years. But they're turning, the movie universe is turning her into what Fox did with Mystique. Harley Quinn wasn't a big character in the comics. And now in the movies, they're turning her into one of the prominent bad guys. And they're just, I don't know, it's because... What's her face? Margot Robbie has become such a big star. They want to capitalize on that.
So. Harley Quinn is hot. I'm all for that. Make her a big star.
I second that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of movies, First Man is from Universal has debuted its first images, and it's a biopic of astronaut Neil Armstrong, which will be played by Ryan Gosling. It's a mission movie about the terror of spaceflight. Pretty sure Neil Armstrong did live, though. It's kind of like Apollo 13. You know how it ends?
Yeah.
I still like the movie, but I'll watch anything Ryan Gosling's in because he's a very attractive man. You know, if I were ever changing teams, he would probably be my guy. Here's another one for John. Dave Bautista wants his own Drax movie off of Guardians of the Galaxy. Of all the spinoff characters... pretty sure that would be the least interesting one.
Yeah, I don't know if he can carry a movie.
Yeah. Now, I think you could do a movie with the Raccoon and Groot. That would work.
Yeah, the Rocket movie.
Yeah,
yeah, that would work.
But Drax? He's a straight man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean he's a straight man as opposed to a gay man. I mean, he's a straight man who plays off the jokes. I don't think he could do his own movie.
No, he's too much of a drab character. He's not like he doesn't have any type of personality, and the dry humor won't go over as well.
All right. And finally, speaking of Rocket, Bradley Cooper's directorial debut is going to be yet another remake. And I'm not really interested because it's A Star Is Born. Cooper plays Jackson Maine, a country music star down on his luck, until he discovers fresh talent and love in struggling up-and-comer Allie, played by...
dun, dun, dun.
Lady Gaga. Oh, yeah. But apparently they do duets and stuff, and it's, yeah.
Maynard, I don't know how I feel about that there.
Well, sounds like I won't be watching movies still.
That Lady Gaga, you know, I think she's kind of cute. She's got kind of a nice butt. Kind of looks a little bit like a small heifer.
Yeah, very skinny heifer. She's pretty cool looking, I'll say.
I like the hair. I always like things that are a little bit different because, you know, I could tie a rope around that hair. I just lasso that hair and pull on it. That'd be fun.
Yep. Love to see her down at the saloon.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about, but before I do this, great job today, both of you. Really appreciate you stepping in, and we'll do it again. That's Jermaine Every and Holly, Holly Seymour, and apparently you've picked up 500 Instagram followers now.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to make AJ proud while he's gone, being a woman talking sports in his place.
A+ for everybody. Hockey coming up next, but hey, if you're going to go out, we're going to go out and celebrate here. And if you're going to go out, how about this? You better take some Thrive Plus with you. If you're going to have a few drinks, and especially once you get over 30, 35, even a little bit of alcohol, you're not going to feel right the next morning. Hey, I got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. I got a full day. I can't feel like a bum when I wake up. And that's why I'm going to take Thrive Plus when I'm done drinking tonight. Really simple. 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or right before you go to bed. $1 a capsule. So you wouldn't spend $3 to feel better in the morning? Especially since you probably spent $100 on alcohol. Just take 3 capsules. Boom, done, just like that. And guess what? They're based here in Houston, which I always love. And if you order before 4 o'clock, you're going to get your product on the doorstep the next day. So if you're going to go out this weekend, man, get on there and get your order. And the cool thing about it is it's designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. And it was founded by a Princeton graduate. They're on Shark Tank. They've got 5 PhDs between them. So I would say they're smarts. If we're going to judge, I would say they're smarts. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon, so if you want to order it that way, just search for Thrive Plus on Amazon. Everybody does Amazon now. But I would just go to DecideThrive.com, get that order in. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Jermaine doesn't drink without Thrive Plus now. Nobody should. Why would you? DecideThrive.com.